Blissonite. This story popped into my mind spontaneously while we were giving a recent class on the subject of self-realization. Although it is entirely fictional, it gives us a window into the reality that Paramahansa Yogananda called man's eternal quest. Here's the story. Dr. Para was born, interestingly, in the first hour of the first day of the 20th century. He became a brilliant scientist, and his many discoveries in the fields of physics, biology, and psychology made him both famous and well-respected. But his papers grew increasingly eccentric, and his reputation finally collapsed entirely when he published his theory about kryptonite. Dr. Para had long pondered the question of why people were never content and always yearned for something more. When the adventures of Superman came to his notice, he thought he had finally found the solution. He proposed that, like Superman, our ancestors had come from the planet Krypton, and that we all had minuscule particles of kryptonite in our cells. These particles yearned to return to their home planet, making us ever restless. Though he looked with every instrument at his disposal in the early 1940s, he never could succeed in finding those particles. Well, you can easily imagine how his reputation, especially during a time of world war, was finally shattered. But now it is nearly 80 years later, and our theories, as well as our instruments, have evolved greatly. We are now absorbed with scientific mysteries such as why quantum particles change their behavior when they are observed. Even more intriguing is quantum entanglement, where two entangled subatomic particles seem to communicate instantly, even across great distances. An earth-shattering discovery was made recently by Dr. Amit Anand, a top physicist at the Large Hadron Collider near Geneva, Switzerland. After observing a huge data set of collisions, he discovered a new fundamental force akin to electromagnetism, gravity, and the atomic forces. It seems, in fact, that he may at last have found the unified field theory that has eluded great minds from Einstein on. Dr. Anand found a very subtle but pervasive quantum force that connects all subatomic particles. Even more interesting, it seems to have a sort of conscious awareness that responds to thought. In short, it is the force that keeps everything in the universe connected. Being the first to make the discovery gave him the right to give this force a name. Amit, being a humble man, did not want to name it after himself. As he was pondering the question, he remembered the stories his father, also a top scientist, had told him about his old friend, Dr. Para. Amit knew he couldn't name it kryptonite, but it started his thinking down a similar path. He sat to meditate as he did every evening, and eventually his mind stilled and lifted itself to the spiritual eye. He floated the question, "What do you call a conscious, universal force that unites everything in creation?" The answer came immediately, and that is why tomorrow all of the headlines of all of the newspapers will state in their boldest print, "Blissonite is discovered." End of story. It is bliss that creates the universe and holds it together, and it is bliss that is the something more that we constantly seek. Blissfully yours, Nayaswami Jyotish.